This call is being recorded.
Hi, everyone. It's Renee Rentmeester again with the next podcast of Cooking Without Looking. We're here today with an old friend from Florida Vision Technology, Jose Cintron. Welcome, Jose.
Awesome. I'm super excited to be on here.
Really? Why is that, Jose? Cool. Why are you...
Because I've never been on a podcast before. I mean, I you know, for my job, I record audio and videos for our company, but I've never been on like someone else's podcast. So this is super exciting for me. This is my first time being on a podcast. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, we always start off with now you're blind. Tell us a little bit about your blind journey so people understand.
Okay. So, I actually went visually impaired at a very young age. I was about, I think it was actually in kindergarten. Kindergarten. I went blind out of my left eye. It was from detached retina.
Wow.
And I remember I was in school, and every year when you would go to school, they would do like an eye test and a hearing test, and they'd do all these different types of tests for you to, just do for whatever reason. And I remember looking in these little glasses, and in the glasses there would be like pictures, like clowns and cars and stuff like that. And while I could see things out of my right eye, I didn't see anything out of my left eye. And they're like, okay, well, look again. Make sure make sure your eyes open. And I would keep looking, and I couldn't see anything. Well, I went to Bascom Palmer. They did a surgery, and sadly, they weren't able to reconnect the retina. So I went blind out of that eye. And then a couple of years later, I went blind out of my right eye, which was pretty crazy. Like when I think back about it, I see it all in like flashbacks, you know. Like I remember I was in I was getting ready for bed one night, and I was watching the television screen, and I remember watching TV, and it was like a curtain of blurriness just came up in front of my eye.
Wow.
I looked down at my hand. Yeah, I looked down at my hand, and it went clear again. I could see my hand. I'm holding up two fingers, three fingers, and I see perfectly. Look back up at the TV, I could see perfectly again. And then, so many minutes later, it got blurry again. So I remember I told my parents, hey, the TV looks like it's fuzzy. And they're like, what? Fuzzy? What do you mean? I was like, yeah, it looks fuzzy. And I said, well, maybe your eyes are tired. Go to sleep. So I went to sleep. And the next day I was in school, and I was looking up at the chalkboard. And back then they had blackboards, and I think today they use like whiteboards with markers. But back then it was like the old school chalkboards. And I remember the teacher, she's writing a math equation on the chalkboard. And while she's doing that, I'm looking, and like it looks smudged, you know, like the numbers. And I didn't say anything until later that day. I was in computer class, and I was typing. And while I was watching the letters on the screen as I was typing, they looked like smudged ink because they were black little letters. And I told the teacher, I was like, hey, teacher, the letters, they look smudged. You know, I didn't know how to tell her. I'm a little kid. And she's like, oh, maybe your eyes are tired. Just put your head down. Okay, I put my head down, and the next memory I have, I'm back in Bascom Palmer, and it turned out I had another detached retina in my right eye, and I was in and out of that hospital for literally the next year. For the majority of the year, I was in the hospital because they were trying all sorts of different types of surgeries, everything from gas bubbles to laser to, the final thing that they did was a thing called a silicone oil band to reattach my retina. Which was good. You know, I could see decently. Mm-hmm. I had tunnel vision, so I couldn't see out of my sides. I didn't have any peripheral. And because of that, because of the method that they used to reattach my retina, I would have a calcium buildup on my cornea. So every year they would have to go in there and remove the calcium. And after doing that for so many years, it deteriorated my cornea. So now like my vision right now is really, really blurry. So it's been like that since I was 20, and that's 15 years ago as of this recording.
we know your age now.
So. Well, yeah, how, so for like the past 15 years, it's been very blurry, very blurry.
Now, these detached retinas, what was the reason? Did they tell you, like, were you like playing hard? Were you running hard? Did you run into something?
Well, they said it could have been from anything. It could have been from if I was in a car accident, if I, you know, when I was younger, I used to play sports. If it could have been from, you know, playing sports or it could have been from anything. But, you know, it's crazy because in my family, I don't have, like, a history of detached retinas. And for me to have a detached retina in my left eye and then in my right eye, you know, so soon, you know, just a couple of years later, it was pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. Well, so what did you do? You went to college, or did you go to a tech school, or what happened after that? What happened after high school?
So after high school, I did attend school, college. When I graduated back in high school, I used to be a Braille assistant to the teacher who taught Braille at FSU. For teachers who want to become certified in certified as a TVI, you used to have to take a Braille course and a mobility course. So the teacher who taught at FSU, I used to assist her with that. When I graduated, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be a Braille teacher. So I started working for the local lighthouse here in South Florida, and I was working for Division of Blind Services, teaching Braille and tutoring kids who want to pass the FCAT, high school kids who need to pass the FCAT to get their diplomas. I was doing that, and I was going to school full time, and it was just burning me out. And I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Now let me get into computers. So I actually went to school for computers. I did a lot of web designing and things like that. But then that's when, my vision started getting really blurry due to the calcium buildup. So, web designing, while I could code to make websites, doing the actual graphics part of it was out of the question. So, I've always had a passion to help people. I've always had a passion to teach, and then I've always had a passion with technology. So I took those skills and I said, you know what, let me get into assistive technology. And then, I got into the assistive technology field where I learn about new products that are out there to help people who are visually impaired. And I demonstrate them, I present them, I train with them, I consult with accessibility. So my life right now is just all assistive tech.
That's amazing. And that the assistive technology has just taken off within the last, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. It's been amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. I always tell people, like, right now is literally the best time to be blind. And I mean, what I mean by that is, like, it's not great to be blind, right? Because, like, we all wish we could see, but, like, there's so much technology out there that would help somebody who's blind do things that they could do when they were sighted, whether it's read a book. I used to be able to see print, and while I can't read print anymore, I can read Braille. Right. And if I can't read Braille, I have screen readers that can read text to me. I have devices that can take pictures of text and read it to me. So, I mean, like right now, with all the technology that's out there, we're able to do things as a sighted person. We just do it a little differently. Like, I can't drive a car, but I can pull out my phone, call an Uber, and I can get from point A to point B. I have accessible GPS. I mean, we're able to do everything that a sighted person can do. We just got to do it a little differently.
You know what? And I also think that the internet has totally opened up the world to people who are blind as well.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you get to a website that's maybe not as accessible to others, at least this part of the world is opened up to you. It's truly amazing. It's funny because when you said about this is the best time to be blind. I always, when I meet someone and they tell me they have a blind family member, I'm like, great. I'm like, oh no, I don't really mean it like that. I go, just because we have something that we can help with, we can we can be there for them. So tell us about your job here at Florida Vision Technology.
Yeah, so I've been with my company, Florida Vision Technology, for about 4 years now. And I always tell people we're like the Best Buy of the assistive technology world, because, like, you can go to Best Buy and you have TVs, you have video games, you have all sorts of things there. Whereas, at my job, if you go to our office, we have everything that someone who needs help with that's visually impaired. We have everything from, like, bump dots to talking devices, devices that will read print to you, to optical magnifiers, video magnifiers, wearable technology, Braille displays, Braille note takers. Like I said, bump dots. We have playing cards. I'm actually sitting in my office right now. Like, behind me, there's like a shelf that has like talking watches, Braille watches, talking scales,
So you're
talking
not
clocks. We
lonely.
have we have
Just talk to them.
different things for the kitchen. Different things for the kitchen, everything from gloves that help you make sure that you don't cut your fingers off, to measuring cups, accessible measuring cups, liquid level indicators. I mean, we have all sorts of crazy stuff here. It's really cool. It's cool to see, like, what's out there and what's available, and that's one of the things I like about my job is that I get to educate people what's there, you know, because a lot of people that lose their sight later in life, they're like, you know, life ends. And it really doesn't, you know. Once you find out what's out there and what's available to you, I mean, you can do anything, like really anything. I mean, you've seen it. We look at cooking without looking. There's people that are blind, whether they're blind from birth or they're blind late in their life, they're cooking and they're really good cooks, you know, and they're making delicious foods and they're doing all that stuff in the kitchen. So,
well, you know what? And I often think of like a lot of the stuff that you guys have, I think it would work really great with sighted people too, because you know what? I would love a talking microwave. The price point. In all these years, I've been doing this for about 20 years. The price point on that came way down. They used to be over $300, and now they're pretty much in line with just your basic run-of-the-mill microwave, aren't they?
Yeah. And over time, I mean, they do get better. You know, with technology, everything always gets better. So, you know, prices do come down, and the technology, it gets better. It just continues to evolve.
What's your favorite technology to use on a day-to-day basis? What do you use personally?
You know, I love my iPhone. and the reason why I love it is not because I love talking on the phone, but my iPhone is accessible in every way. Everything from, you know, sending text messages, emails, being able to check out social media. I love Facebook. I love Instagram more than I love Facebook. And that's weird. A lot of people are like, what? A blind guy on Instagram? Well, yeah, I love Instagram. I make all my photos. I use alternate text to make them accessible for people who are blind. So if you come across my photos on Instagram or you come across my photos on Facebook, if you're using a screen reader, it will tell you what's in the photo. I put like really detailed descriptions for the most part on each photo. And then on my iPhone, I'm kind of like an amateur photographer. Like I love taking photos. I have a GoPro. I love taking videos about scenery, of people. You know, I like going to the beach and I'll strap a GoPro on my chest and I'll go out into the ocean so you can see what it looks like underwater. And, you know, I love photography. Yeah. Yeah. I love photography.
That's amazing. Well, what I always thought was pretty cool were those little, I don't know, apps or whatever that tell you what colors you're wearing or what color you're clothing is. I love that.
Yeah, and those are good to have because, you know, even though we're blind, we still live in a sighted world, right? So unless you're looking for like the clown look, you know, with a bunch of different bright colors and stuff like that, like it's good to have some type of color identifier. So.
I know. Well, what's one of your favorite parts of your job? You know, you said that you travel a lot, right?
Yeah, so I mean, my job to me really, I mean, it's my job, right? I get paid to do it. But like, you know, I get to travel. So, you know, because I cover, you know, many different territories with different products. So I get to travel. I get to meet people. I get to play with new toys as in assistive technology, like the latest, greatest products around the market. I test them before they come out. I get to use them. But what I really enjoy doing is like meeting people, whether they're young kids, elderly, veterans, and I get to teach them and show them, you know, like, you know, life doesn't end, right? When you lose your sight, it doesn't end. And, you know, whether you're in school or you're going to work or you just want to be successful and you're in the privacy of your own home, like you're able to do that. So I love educating people and I love helping people become their best selves, you know, like meet their maximal potential. You know, I want people who are young adults to know, hey, you know, just because you're visually impaired doesn't mean you can't work, you know?
Right.
I want people who are older to know, hey, just because I can't read the Bible anymore or I can't read my cookbook, you know, there's other ways you can read it. You know, people, I have a lot of clients who are older who want to do things like read their mail, you know, and it's possible, you know, you just have to know what's out there and what's available to you. So I just really love helping people. I'm kind of like a humanitarian at heart. Or humanitarian at heart.
Not a hummusitarian. It's something totally different.
Yeah, so that's what I really enjoy. I love helping. I think my youngest client is 8 years old. And the oldest client I ever had was 101, you know? And each one of them has a different story, and they're all interesting stories, you know, everything from, you know, their families to their history. And I've worked with Holocaust survivors, and, you know, it's amazing the people that I get to meet through my job, and I get to help them, you know, do whatever it is they want to do in life and understand that, you know, blindness is not the end to whatever it is that you want to do in life.
I think that's the greatest message too. I see this public service announcement. Actually, it's an ad, but they're trying to raise money for. Maybe you've seen it too. They're trying to raise money for a blind organization that I guess they operate on people and they bring back their sight. And one of the lines in there was something like. They start off with the old-fashioned way of thinking about blindness, like, oh, imagine being blind and you can't do anything for yourself and you have to have someone else do for you. I'm like, I'm screaming at the TV set.
Yeah, and that's an old stereotype, right? And maybe that's the way it was 100 years ago, but you know, like we said earlier, like today is the best time to be blind because, I mean, you could take your cane and you could learn different mobility skills and, you know, like me, you know, I my vision, I don't depend on it at all, but I'm able to travel, you know, for work, I'm able to travel around the state. I'm able to travel to other states. And for pleasure, you know, I've traveled to Europe, you know, I've gone shopping in places I've never been to and explored places I never thought I would have the opportunity to explore. And I mean, today it really is. It's the best time to have a disability. Specifically, in my opinion, blindness, because again, there's so many things you can do if you just learn how to do it, whether it's learning the skills to work in the kitchen or to navigate from point A to point B. You know, once you learn those mobility skills, I mean, you can pretty much do anything that you put your mind to, you know, and I wish a lot of people would think that way because they really can. I always tell people, if a person like me can do it, you could definitely do it. You know, because I'm not the best, you know, so
you were on our Cooking Without Looking quarantine cuisine powered by Zoom edition.
That was so fun.
I'm glad you had fun. And that's part of the purpose of the show. But you gave a great presentation on what are they, Envision glasses?
Yeah, the new Envision glasses, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about
good
it.
Stuff. So the Envision glasses, you know, it started off as an app on iOS and Android. It's called Envision AI. And they took the features of the Envision AI app and they've added it to hardware. So you use a Google Glass to do things like help with reading, identify colors, describe scenery, identify objects. And my favorite is that you have the ability to call from your Envision glasses or your Google Glass that's running the Envision software. You're able to call someone remotely from the glasses. So let's say you were a friend of mine on the glasses, Renee. I can actually call you from my glasses. You would get a video call on your iPhone or your cell phone. And anything that I'm looking at through my glasses, you're able to see. So it's like I have that sighted assistance, even though we're not in the same room together. You know, as long as you have an internet connection and I have an internet connection, you can help me anywhere in the world. And I really love it about that product. It's really cool.
Oh, that is. And you know what? And this is probably a fear of mine. If I were a blind person, having somebody in the room and you don't realize someone's there. Tell us about that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has facial recognition on it, the capability to see faces. And if it detects a face, it'll make like a ding noise. And you can actually train it to remember someone's face. And, you know, next time it sees Renee, it'll say, you know, like Renee or whatever I label you as. And it's a really cool feature, especially like now during a time where we have COVID-19, you know, a lot of people want to keep that distance. So they're able to see who's around them and make sure that they like keep them, their appropriate distance away from somebody. So it's really cool. I mean, it's super cool. You know, it takes information from your surroundings and it speaks it all audibly to you. So, you know, when you take a picture or if it sees text, it's going to read that text to you, whether it's handwriting, you know, some type of font, printed text, it's just going to read it to you. You know, the object recognition, if you want to find specific items, it's going to help you with that. if you're just walking around and you want to identify items that it sees, they'll do that. And what I really like is taking a picture with it, and then it describes the picture, it describes what it sees in the room with you. So if I had it on right now, and if I took a picture, it would probably tell me I'm in an office and that I see computer screens and a plant and some chairs and a table. It's really cool. I mean, technology has come so far for blind people. It's pretty amazing.
It really has. I'm just like, I'm in awe every time something new comes out. I mean, that's almost like a personal version of that app that was like Be My Eyes. Are they related at
Yeah.
all?
They're not related. Be My Eyes, it connects you to a volunteer, so you can get anybody out there in the world that sees what your phone sees, right? Because Be My Eyes uses an app on your phone, so whatever your camera on your phone sees, that's what the volunteer who you're connected to remotely is going to see. And are other services out there that allow you to connect to an agent, but sometimes you want to connect to somebody who's like, a friend or family who knows you better. Like if I was shopping in the mall, I might call a friend and say, "Hey, what do you think about this? You know my taste. What do you think about that?" And they can give me their opinion. Whereas if I'm calling a volunteer or if I'm calling a stranger, they don't really know what I like. And but
They
it's
think you're
a big
stalking.
difference in that. Yeah.
What are you wearing now? No.
I'll tell you though, I have like with those types of devices, I have gone and like people watch, like some people they sit in the mall and they just like to watch people walk by and
Yeah, sure.
I've done that like at conventions. I'll sit there and I'm like, "Oh, what do you see? Like what are people wearing today? Like what's the new style out there?"
Yeah,
It's
right.
pretty
You
cool.
want to be sure you're not wearing that 1970s style
Yeah.
for 2021.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you cook much or cook at all?
Well, I mean, I was taught how to cook, due to the fact I'm usually traveling for work and living out of hotels. I usually eat out a lot, but I mean, when I do cook, I like doing things like on a grill. I really enjoy grilling steaks and burgers and chicken and things like that because I think the grill gives food a really good flavor.
Now people will think, "Oh my God, a blind guy grilling. What kind of precautions or what do you use when you're grilling?"
Well, it depends, some people like using a George Foreman because it's something that's compact and small and sits on the counter of your kitchen. And you have a little more control over that. Some people like using a regular grill that, like outside. I mean, either one that you use, I mean, it's good to orientate yourself with it. That way you know where to put your hands, how things are laid out. It's kind of like, like the same way you would in your house, right? You learn the layout of your house. Well, with your stove or your grill, and you're gonna do the same thing. You're gonna learn the layout of it, and then you're just gonna use it, So I can use either a regular grill or I can use a George Foreman, but I don't know. I like that taste that you get on burgers when you do that, when you grill and you don't fry it. I like the grill taste.
Right, it's extra special. Do you use those oven glove kind of things if you're grilling outside?
I don't. I like to kind of fill things with my hands. As long as it's not like the grill
The
itself.
grill itself.
Right? Like I don't want to burn my hands. But I don't really like my hands to be covered because,
Sure.
due to the fact I'm blind, my hands are like my eyes,
Right,
So
right.
I don't like my hands to be covered that much.
No. Well, it's been great having you today, Jose. How can people listening to
All right.
this reach out to you?
We're done? We're done here?
Yeah, that went fast,
Oh
huh?
man, that was so quick. I love this. I love this. I mean, if people want to get a hold of me, I don't have a personal email address. I wish I did. But if you could always contact me on my work email, which is jose@floridareading.com, and that's spelled out JOSE at Florida, FLORIDA, reading, READING.com. Or you can call me on my mobile, 954-993-7323. I always love helping people. If you want to call, you just want a buddy to talk to, or you need help with accessibility, or you want to know about technology, you're always more than welcome to reach out to me.
You are an easygoing guy, and that's really what you need, especially if you're blind and you're trying to learn, you're newly blind, or if you've been blind a while, technology's always a little frightening to some people, especially
Yeah, it
like
could
older
be.
people.
Oh yeah, for
So
sure. It definitely could be. I appreciate that compliment, by the way. I really
Oh,
appreciate
no
that.
problem. No problem.
Very cool.
Has been Renee Rentmeester, the Cooking Without Looking TV show podcast, and we're available at www.cookingwithoutlookingtv.wordpress.com or 305-200-9104. And as we like to say, we're changing the way we see blindness. Have a great day. Bye-bye.